And now the Scarab Scamcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Hey, we were playing Chopstick Dexterity Mega Challenge 3000. 3000. 3000. Yep. By Mayday Games. Good for 1 to 3 players, ages 8 and up. And takes about 15 minutes, but depending on how much you've drank and whether you're making it very intense, you can probably go a bit longer, but it's a pretty fun game to play.
Several years ago, the lower house worked with Vegeta Television Concern to produce a new game show that promotes dexterity and usage of chopsticks. They call it Chopstick Dexterity Mega Challenge 3000. This show with host actor Kazuo Yamura quickly becomes very popular among all ages, spawning comic book series, merchandise, and best of all, home board game version, all available for the first time in American. Now for the first time, test your chopstick skills in this thrilling tabletop game. Grasp shapes with chopsticks to win pieces. Whoever obtains the most pieces wins and become the Chopstick Grandmaster too.
So this game was for like Alicia, who is, I don't think has been on the show yet.
No.
Like she said, yeah. is for 2 to 3 players. We had 6 people at the table, and I think each of us really enjoyed and kind of participated in this.
Sort of.
So basically in this game, you have a bowl that has a bunch of little wooden sushi meeples.
Yeah.
Sushi and nigiri meeples in it.
Sushi meeples.
And you're trying to grab them with actual chopsticks and put them into your bowl based off of whatever the little challenge chip says you're supposed to grab. And whoever wins that wins the challenge chip, and first person to 10 chips wins. Hooray!
Yay.
So, the 3 people who played in it were, of course, Mitch, Alicia, and Ruby. So it was varying degrees of skill in this dexterity game. This was definitely very much a dexterity game.
Yes.
So, guys, what was good about this game?
It was a lot of fun. We were laughing and joking and very
stealing.
Competitive. Too. Yeah, stealing from each other. Poor Mitch, though. I felt a little bad.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Mitch, what did you
felt bad until I saw he was catching up to me.
What did you think was good about the game, Mitch?
I thought it was a completely fun game. I just
not as good as
I'm just not well suited to compete against my other two
competitors.
Yeah, the other two players at the table.
Well, I think we're probably the only other two people that are as used to using chopsticks as maybe John might have been the other one, because John and I, full disclosure, pretty much eat with chopsticks at home all the time, because it's one of those ways we thought about it, and we eat a lot of Asian food anyway.
Right.
But one of the other things that I hadn't thought of, and I'd read it around somewhere, is that by eating the chopsticks, you're taking smaller bites and you're taking more time, so you feel fuller, so you're not eating as much. So that's part of the reason we started eating with all these chopsticks. So,
but that being said, we're talking about the game Chopstick Dexterity Challenge 3000.
That's all to say, I'm the boss with chopsticks. I will beat anyone.
You did kind of own that game.
Yes.
A little smack talk. All
right, so what's so what was some of the, what would be the bad of this game? Mitch!
Why did we go to him?
The player versus player combat.
See, I thought that's part of the good.
We had to take a few commercial breaks to patch Mitch up and bandage a few times.
Because there was a lot of scrambling, a lot of sticks flying at that one ball trying to get those wooden meeples.
So speaking of, one of the very flying, entertaining, though possibly bad points for this game.
Wear safety glasses.
Was that the bowl that you're digging out of, which is a very nice bowl.
It is.
All of the bowls and chopstick were great. However, when you have 3 people at different angles all trying to go for a bowl, it rolls. So maybe keep a
square
with ledges or lips or mat, so that
like a
the
play
pieces
mat.
Don't
yeah,
fly
so
away.
A bowl.
Build a pit of fire.
Build a pit of fire.
So I actually do have one bad complaint. The chits. There are symbols for some of the chits that are numbers, like the 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. They were very hard. 3, 4, 5, and 6. They were kind of hard to read, but we weren't. John was like MCing, so he ended up. But apparently the way you're supposed to do it is each player turns a chit and then the challenge begins. And then the next player turns a chit and the play begins. So
if one person's doing it, they're hard to read. That's right. What I'm getting
at. Yeah, some of them are hard to read. Cool. Well, any other bad comments on this?
The tentacles and the shrimp?
They're close, but I think that makes it interesting.
That's true. It does make it interesting, because if you grab her and you realize afterwards,
it's the wrong thing. Yeah.
I think anybody who is familiar with sushi, true sushi aficionado, would have known the difference between a tentacle and a shrimp.
What you saying?
Wow. I was all about the tentacles, apparently.
No, they were pretty similar.
Yeah, they are.
All right, what about anything else you want to say about this game?
I think the different shapes were actually really cool because there's the roll, and it's actually a round sphere, not a sphere, but a cylinder. And the shrimp is shaped like the shrimp emoji online. And the tentacle is a weird shape. I wouldn't have associated that with
tentacle, right?
Unless, you know, and then there's the little nigiri. Again, that one's kind of a weird shape, but I guess how can you...
And the onigiri.
And the onigiri, which I would have just called it rice ball because... It's the little stereotypical rice triangle.
Triangle rice?
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, triangle round thing.
So,
as Pokemon calls it, a donut.
Donut.
These are weird donuts. Mitch. So, Mitch, any final words?
He's wiping away the tears.
No, I mean, it was a fun game. I have no problem losing horribly. It didn't bother me at all.
If you're interested to see the actual play, I know that Calvin C. Korn here on Facebook did a live stream of it.
I did share it to the Scarab Facebook group.
Correct. So you can look at that and see how much fun we had with it.
Yeah, yeah, especially the winning piece.
I'll see if we can extract those videos and throw them out there onto YouTube with some colorful names so other people will randomly find it.
Couldn't help it.
We're gonna make this go viral.
He dropped it on the table. It was like
viral.
I was too busy laughing.
Yeah.
Right. I got it. And then the cat's just there, like sniffing at it. I'm like, okay.
So as you can tell, there was a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of crazy activity going on here when we were playing Chopstick Dexterity Mega Challenge 3000 by Mayday Games. Hey, if folks out there want to play this game, where's a good place they can go to go play this thing?
Scarab Gaming Convention.
Scarab Gaming Convention.
Yeah.
All right, you heard it here.
I believe it's available in the Scarab Library for people to check out and play during the gaming convention.
That's correct. Check it out.